Let's start Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara brought down two psukim by Yodis. One pasuk it says, Ad Malois Yemei Torah, Kivin Shemolo Yomeha Tahira, Rasi V'Kiper Aleha Koyin V'Tahira. And she becomes a Tahira after the Habos HaKol. Okay, Tzat, Kan L'Trume, Kan L'Kotchen. By Trume, all we need is Malais Yimei Tahara, even Shemalo Yameo Tahira, Eir L'Yayim Mem Aleph, Eir L'Yayim Pei Aleph, so it's Malo Yameo, she had a very hair of Shemesh, so she's Mutala Trume. The Chippala Koyim V'Tahira speaking about Kotchen. The Shaila was, why are we more Machna by Kodesh than by Trume? So let us start. Rava Oma, B'loi Hanach Nefishim, Loi Motzes Amrit. Ona Cheshben Ar Hanach Nefishim, there are more Chumres by Kodesh and by Trume, without our Cheshben. Oma Akra B'chiper Allah HaKoyim V'Tahero B'chlau Shehi Temeyo. The pasuk would seem that before the Havos HaKodem, she's Tomek. Bisalke Baitach B'Kotchen. And if you will say that she's permitted to eat Kotchen after Melois Yimei Torah, it will come Vabosa Asher Yiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yoyoch. So how can she eat Kotchen? The Bosa will become Tomei. Here it says Vabosa Asher Yiga B'chol Tomei. Anything that falls into the category of Tomei, Lo Yoy Ochel, is not permitted to be eaten. So if the Pasuk called her a Tomei before Havos Kolbona, so how can she eat Kotchen? Al Shemami no, B'Trume. So speaking about Trume. Maskiv lo Rav Shisha Berei Beravidi, Umi Motzis Amret Trume, how could you say that the Pasuk is speaking about Trume? Malois Yemei Torah is speaking about Trume, Vosanye Baber al Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk starts off that the Dinei Tahare, or Trume the Tahare that are mentioned, are al Bnei Yisrael, Eili Elo Bnei Yisrael. That Bnei Yisrael are Trume Slayde, Vyoyres, Vyshifra Mishucheres Minayim, if you'll tell me that the parsha Mlois Yemei Torah, even Shemolu Yomeha Tahira, that's speaking about she's toil for Trume, Giyores Veshivche Benois Meichel Trumeninu, can a Giyoris and Shifre eat Trume? They can't marry a Kohen, so they can't eat Trume. Omar Rove Veloy, so what are you telling me? We can't say the Pasuk is speaking about Trume. Foksiv, it says in the Parsha of Yodis, Bechol Kodesh Loisiga Lerabis HaTrume, Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, that a Yodis is not permitted to eat Trume. We'll see later in the sugya. She's not permitted to eat Trume. No, so we'll have the same kasha. How could the parsha be speaking about Trume if the parsha also includes a Giyeres and a Shifcha Mishucheres? So we have to say that the Pasuk is mentioning mili mili. That means that when it speaks about tumis yodis, so I have a ribui, tumis yodis is applicable after the bayagiris and shivcha mishucharis. when we speak about dinim, that she's not permitted to eat truma, she becomes a tahira b'mloy shimei tahira, so that Hashtaitzeth is speaking about an issue who is abas achilas truma. It's not going on a giyoyres and a shivcha mishucheres. Now let us see the three bottom taisvism. Krikan v'abosa asheyiga b'chol tome. The Gemara had said that if we'll say that that a mechusa kipurim is permitted to eat kodesh, so krikan v'abosa asheyiga b'chol tome lo yeyochel. The Pasuk says that Bosa Kodesh that touches Kol Tomei, whoever is considered Tomei, lo yeyochel. Taimo l'ri, v'avol elameime, ikri kan v'tumos, oi ola v'nichesu, de betumas aguf kaime. Why did the Gemara have to ask from Tumas Bosa? Perhaps Tumas Bosor isn't such a shvera kash, it could be it's toch of loy bevei sabliye, it could be it doesn't become tome. Maybe not, maybe it's spoken in derech achilas kotshim, you need lemoshka legdulam. But why did the Gemara ask, how can you say that a mechusa kipurim is permitted to eat kodesh? It says, v'tumasoy olo v'nichesa. The Gemara says, not only is he Tommy, but the Bosa will also become Tommy, because by Bosa Kodesh it says, "Vabosa sheyiga bechol Tommy lo yeyachu." So mechusa kipurim should be metam afilu the Bosa. V'shivcha minay. How do we know a giyeres v'shivcha? Is from the Golsi Mishucheres. How do we know that a Shivcha Mishucheres has to mislead? V'chein nire. Midaporech giyoyres v'shivcha b'nois meichel trumeninu. V'kshe ein Mishucheres bas meichel trume. If it's a Shivcha that's not Mishucha, it's grad, she is a bas meichel trume. Im isho koin, if she belongs to a koin. Umiyu. So the pasuk is going on a shivcha mishucheres. Umiyu she'ene mishucheres nami tmei aleid. Dama bepeirik Rabbi Lazar de Mille, lokach shivcha mi uberes. The person purchased a shivcha muberes v'yolda etzloi, zayelid bayis shenimo leches. So that, so the child that's born is a yelid bayis that's nimo leches. So if the Yid Bayis is Nimol Leches, so it seems that Ima is Tmei Leida, so we see a Shivcha Knan is his Tumas Leida. Prepare the Kama de Krisis Namit Nan, v'chein Shivcha de Mevi'a Kolben, v'nechal. She brings a Kolben Yodis. But there is kanim behed yigasin in giyeres v'shivcha bein mishucheres bein ein mishucheres minayim tamalei me'isha. Miyutayim eichem is rabi yishivcha mikra de'isha kiven de'itzrich l'giyeres v'mishucheres. How can you talk about marba a shivcha she'ein mishucheres? It's another soup. Shivcha mishucheres is good. It's not b'nei Yisrael. It's a giyeres. So yimar be'isha, but how can be mar ba'shivcha knanis? V'nire d'shein mishacheres os ye lo lo me'isha k'damash me'bikrisis. Ein chanami. A'shivcha shein mishacheres v'lein ha lo lo me'isha. Yigboi ad est v'shivcha b'nois meichel trumeninu. Ach sugi d'oloi krab shimen d'shori l'ar b'perk abo yivim t'giyeres p'chusa mi bas gimu l'koin. If she was megayer sa p'chusa bas gimu, so it's mato l'koin. So it's no problem. So we could have a shivcha mishucheres and a giyeres that's married to a koin if she was megayer sa p'chusa mi bas gimu before she was a bas bia. Let us first see the Gemara further before we see Taisvis. Utlasa kroi betrume lomoli.
So the Gemara asks, there are three psukim by Truma telling me the exact same halacha.
Let us see Rashi. Utlose kroy betrume, it says, Bakadoshim lo yoichol adeshayito. This is the posuk ishish mizera aren shiye tsaruah bezov. So there it says, Bakadoshim lo yoichol, which is going on truma adeshayito. Wokim no lael minei betruma kosov medaba dova hashove bizarre shel aren. So speaking about the truma. That's one posuk. Uba Hashemesh v'toyer is also speaking about Trume. Ad Meloish Yemeit Tara is also speaking about Trume. But a Yodis, a Kivin Shemolo Yemeos, is Ishtahiro. But then the Oyle Yeme Malach becomes for her of Shemesh and she's Mutabetrume. So there are three psukim by Truma. Why do you need all three psukim? The Gemara tzrich need all three of them. The I me'adasha yito, the first pasuk that says ishish mezera arin shi'etzaruah v'zov. So it says he's not allowed to eat kodesh adasha yito. Like have you done b'mai? I wouldn't know. Adasha yito is very sosum. But when is the Gemar Taira? Kosu Bachmona, Uvo Hashemesh V'toyah. So that's only the second posik that you need after the Taira is after Bi Hashemesh, after Erev Shemesh. Because of Rachmona, Uvo Hashemesh, Hani Mili, Hava Amine, the Lav Ba'akapor, that's speaking about someone who's a lav ba'kapore, as though bar shteiriyes, ad mitzayre muzger, negei b'sheretz, betomei meis. So all these people are lav ba'kapore, so as long as there's Erev Shemesh, that's the complete title. Avo de bar kapore, but let's say you have a mechusi kippurim, Eima adem haisi kapore. Maybe then the kapore is ma'akev. But they're not toyer till they bring the kapore. Kosa bachmona ad meloish yemei taro kivin shemolo yemeo areizu toyer. So that's the three psukim. Yito, I wouldn't know what exactly pshat is in Yito. Then the Boa Shemesh is coming to tell us by Nara Mechusa Kippurim, and Loishi Meitara is coming to tell us that a Mechusa Kippurim also, after if Shemesh is toilet to me. Because of Rachmona Admalois, if it would only say Admalois, Havamina Filo Beloi Tvila, that person doesn't mention Tvila at all, so I think Erev Shemesh, after Oily, Now the Gemara asked, is a Tana we had learned yesterday, Tonad the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, that says that the Posik is speak the Tonad Rabbi Yishmael, Bezor Bar Shtari is Metzera, Muzgar HaKos, Medavi, Daba, Dumi, the Tomine. The Posik is speaking about a Tomei who is not a Mechusa Kapor. Olahach Tonad the Poligale, the Tonad Vei Rabbi Yishmael. The Omar Bezor Bal Gimel Ries. He learns that it's speaking about Ishish Mizera Arnishi Tzuru Azov is speaking about Azov that's a Mukhiv Akom. Azov Bal Gimel Ries. Ube Mitzayre Mukhlet, and a Mitzayre also is a Bachiv Kom, Nakosu Medabe. Vahai Adasha Yito Ade Maisi Kapore. So, according to him, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Mechusa Kippurim cannot eat Kodesh till they bring a Kapora. Istreikoi bekotchen lomoli. So we have two psukim that a mechusaki purim is not permitted to eat kodesh till they bring the kol. Adasha yito, which means the kol. And also we have another pasuk, v'chiper ole ha-koyim v'tahira. So two psukim are telling us the same halacha. And a mechusaki kippurim is not permitted to eat kodesh till they bring the kapor. Tzrich, because of Rachmona b'yeledes, mishum merube tumasa. But only say yeledes, I would think a yeledes is more humble than a tzavu and zav. Merube tumasa, she has to wait 80 days in order before she brings a kol. So we see that it's a chomo de ketume. Avo bezov, aim aloy, but a zov doesn't have such a chayma. So I would think that a zov, just like a zov, does not have to wait so long, so a zov does not have to wait for a kapor either. Because of Rachmona bezov, lehuta mikloloy. So I would think dafka a zov mechusa kippurim is not permitted to eat kodesh. The loy hutam miklali, abo yeledes aim aloy, abo yeledes is hutam miklali, tzricha. So that's why you need a posik by a yeledes and a posik by a zov. Now let us see Rashi. Understand what the Gemara say. So the Gemara said, lo yadana b'amai, I don't know what other shayito. Easy, he gemar taroso, bar kocho, gemar taramash. Hani mi heiche, the lav bar kapore, bakulin yone, bebal gimoriz. Bababal, bakulin yone, bebal bezriz, umitzera muska, betome sheret, someis mishtoi. But what's the din by a tvu yoin who's a mechusa kippurim also? It's a kosuach mon ad molois, that for the yeledes, the bas kapori, teire be'erev shemesh. Bahai, ad ashe yito, ad the maisi kapori. Now the Gemara says, according to the chilkim, atan ve'erev Yishmael. And they hold that Zov is speaking about a Zov ben Sholosh Riyus. A Metzair is speaking about a Metzair Muchlet at their B'nai Kapore. V'hai ad she ava she yito ad ma'isi kapore, according to the Chilkim Antonu ve'Rabbi Shmuel. V'al koch ha'cha b'koydish mukmes lo d'aksiv k'achina bo ha'shemesh v'toy d'mukmes lo b'trume. Because the pasuk that Erev Shemesh is metar yuzetz ayin by trume. So trei kroi two psukim that they cannot eat kodesh till they bring a kolben. Ada sheyito v'chipa leo v'toro b'kotchim lomoli lashminim bav demaisi kapo. So the Gemara says, the Gemara makes it serious. I would think it would only say but Azov is not merube tumos, so I would think that so could be he can eat kodesh without bringing the kol. That's why it says adashayito. It only says Zov. I would say back is Zov. Zloyuta miklova. Oba yodes is utra miklova. Sheroya dam. She sees dam toya. A tahira la bailo. And she's toya la bailo. Avuzov loyuta miklova. The cholkamo the loyposik tome. By Azov Kozman, he doesn't stop seeing his tome. And by a yodes, this huta miklolo is roya dam or tahira la bailo. The asun de raise brings down we mentioned Dafsachmir a few times that the Machlekes Machreinim, why is an Isha Osa Labailo? An Isha Nida, why is she Osa Labailo? We know that a Nida is a Tmeya, it's Tumas Nida. Is the Isa Labailo also Mitzatumoto? He says the different dinim that the tume makes, tume yosati kodesh, tume is also bias mikdash, and either tume is also sura labayla, or there's tumes nida and there's isa nida, and nida is grad also labayla, nida is isurim. The Lamayin Afkemina, so one Afkemina would be, if you'll have a suffix, and Hilchas Nida, if you'll say, if it's suffix Tumme, Bishus Hayochid, Sveike Tomei. You have a Svek Sveike. So if it's Isurim, so you have a Svek Sveike, so you'll be matter with a Svek Sveike. If the Issa Labaila is Noiveya Mitzatumoso, and the Tumis Nida is also Labaila. So it's a Shailan Hilchas Tume. So you have a Klal. The Svek Svek of Tume called Svekis is Svekis Svekis. Shat Yochel Arabi is Bishus Ayochet Svekai Tome. The Shmaitze in Shmaitze Aleph, Simin Yud Beis. So it's Pshat and Atoisvis and Babakame. But there's two things. There's Isa Nida and Tumas Nida. And that's why it's not Shayach by a Nida to Asaho when there's a Svek Sveke. Because the Shaila, Lebailo is not a Shaila on Hilchas Tum, it's a Shaila on Hilchas Isurim. Hilchas Isurim, we have different klolim, and a Svek Svek is muta. That's Shitas Ashmaitz. God, Chedushei Rab Shimon and Masechtas Bobekame, he tainas, if we see that Anida becomes muta labailo when she goes to the mikveh, he says, a mikveh is a metayel, not a mater Isurim. He says, why should a mikveh help? So if a mikveh helps, so it seems that fakir that the tumas nida asas all the bailo, and therefore, so a mikveh can take off the tumah. A kaponim there are chiluki days. So the Asman the Raisa says from Agam Mora we have a meira de karaya, not like the Shmaitz. Agam Mora says as follows. Agam Mora says that if it would say that a Zov cannot eat Kodesh till he brings his comb, so I would say, that's Tafka Zov. But a Yodis is killed, because it's Huta Miklola. We find Kulis in Tumas Yodis. Sheroya Dam Utahira Labaila. So, just like we see a kula in Tuma Labaila, she's Roya Dam Utahira Labaila, so could be, she'll be mutter to eat Kodesh without a comb. So the Gemara is Medame, the kula that she's mutter Labaila when she sees Dam Toya, if she's muta, so that's huta, that's a heter, that's a klishes, that's a kula in Tumas Yoldis. So maybe she has another kula. Maybe she can eat kodesh without avos kolben. She can't shtel to Azov. Azov doesn't have these kulas. Azov is tome. There's no kulas in Tumas Zov. In Tumas Yoldis, there's a kula. Huta miklola. So taina tas van der reise, if you learn that the Issa Lebailo is Mitzat Tumoso. So the mail it's very good, so the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara is saying that we find Kulis in Tumas Yoldis. It's she's Roya Dam, and she's Toya Lebailo.
And he says, Rashi is meiridik meduyik, she'roye dam utahayra lebaila. Rashi doesn't say she'roye dam umuteres lebaila. Because Rashi is explaining, pshat in the Gemara, the kule, in tumis yodis is in the tare lebaila, roye dam utahayra lebaila. So I see a klishis in tumis yodis, it's roye dam utahayra lebaila. Who told me cloth? So maybe could be there's another cliches, another kula, that she can eat kaidish, without bringing a kolb. That's what the Asfund the Raisa says. Now, Stamazoi, Pshat the Gemara, that the Gemara says that there's a kula by a yodis, so there's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, Mesechtes Nide, what is Pshat and Dam Toya? Shmuel says, Shtei Mayones, that is two Mayones, there's one Mayon, that's a Mayon Tome, that's that always gives out Dam Tome, there's another Mayon, that the Dam, that's Yoitzi Migufa, by a Yodis, that comes from another source, it's a Mayan Toya. That Shitas Rav, Shmuel. In Rav says, Mayan Echoti, a Toyre Timosei, a Toyre Taharosei. That's what Rav says. So the Rashba says, our Gemara is only going according to Rav. I mean, according to Shmuel, so there's no Kule in Tumas Yodis. He says, Amoyredike, Tushtal, he says, the dam that she sees in this Teichi Mem Yoim is like she has a nosebleed. So it's a kashe. This dam is dam toyar. It's a different mayon. There's no kula in Tumas Yodis. But if you learn, that the Gemara is going according to Rav, it's very gishmak. It's the same mayon. This is the mayon. So see, Akula, this mind, the Torah was Matayah, the Dam, that's already Akula in Tumas Yodis. I saw the Orch Laner asks a Gvardike Ha'ore an Argemore. And the Ore is as follows. He asks, because of this he wants to say a different shot in the whole Gemara, not like the Rishonim. He asks a moira de kehaore. Tumis yodis has nothing to do with dam nide. Bohoraye. The din is that the ishiki says riyev yodis zocho, leide is metama filo without riyev dam. A leide yavesht is also metama. So, there's tumis nide, and there's tumis yodis. Tumis yodis is ladies metame. A ladies metame is nothing to do with Riyas Dam. There was no Dam whatsoever. Ladies metame. Now, Agamah's Klanga Shaila, this Yodis, she's a Mechusa Kippurim. She has to bring a Kol. Let's just talk about the Yodis. She was a lady. She had an Akeva. Now, we want to clear a shayla, after 80 days, early yom pei aleph, she's allowed to eat kodesh. Azov is not allowed to eat kodesh. He's mechusa kippurim. Samal says, no, but yodis has kulis. What's the kulis of yodis? Because the mayon, which is a mayon, toma is toil. That's a din in dam nide. That's a different tume. That's tumes dam. This tumes yoldis, which has nothing to do with dam. And this tumes dam. Here we're speaking about, this is a kule in dam nide. That means if she was tame before, out dam nide. So then the Gemara flows. So then the Gemara says, you know, dam nide is the schoolers and dam nide. A woman can see dam nide and she's told the Torah was metayah dam nide. Oy say mayin a Torah timosev a Torah tarosev. Good. Then we understand. So we find kulis in Dam Nida. But we're talking about Tumis Yoldis. We're talking about she's a Yoldis, and she's a Bechusa Kippurim al Yoldis, and we're claiming a Shaila, she allowed to eat Kochim before she brings the Kolman. So the Gemara says, yeah, could be she's allowed to eat Kochim because by her there's Dam Toya. We're talking, we want to make a kula and Tumis Yoldis, and the kula is because her dam is toil. That's Tumis Yoldis, and Tumis Leide. That kasha, the Olchaner is. Perhaps it could for emphasize, that's 100% true. It's like a two Tumis. There's Tumis Yoldis, and there's Tumis Nide. But what is the Sibbe that the dam became toil? What is metal of the dam? The ladies, the sibbe. A yodis has dam toya. So that means we see a yodis, a lady which is a sibbe of tume, is a sibbe of tare. That means the toya was mechadish, that a yodis can have dam toya. So the ladies a sibbe to be metal tume's dam. So if we see if Leide is a Dover HaMetayel, so could be the whole Tumah that the Leide itself is also a Tumah Klusha. Could be.
That is Chasmi Gemara.
Before we go further, before we see Taisus, let us learn the Gemara further. B'mayim yuva v'tomei at ha'orev lomali. It says, now this pasuk is speaking about a keli that became tomei. Let's just say the lashon pasuk. For dead sherets will fall on any keli, mikol kli eitz, oy veged, oy oyr, oy sok, kol kli ashiyosem alochebem, b'mayim yuva v'tomei at ha'erev v'toher. So the posik is speaking about a keli that was mekabel tuma from a dead sherets. So it says, "Bamayim yuva, you have to toivel it." V'tomei ad ha'erev v'toyer. But before we see the Gemara, let me just tell you a preview what Rashi says. Rashi says as follows: "Bamayim yuva, v'tomei ad ha'erev, and the keli is tomei ad ha'erev." Then it should have said, "V'yitor," and when it comes erev, it will become toyer. What is pshat v'toyer? So the Gemara Leim Shad V'Toyer means B'mayim Yuva, you toivel it. V'Tomei Ad Ha'erev, it's Tomei till the Erev. V'Toyer, and it's Toyer till the Erev. After the Tvila, it's Toyer. So it's double talk. That means it's Tomei Ad Ha'erev and it's Toyer Ad Ha'erev. After the Tvila, it's Tomei or Toyer. So let us see now the Gemara. B'mayim yuva v'tomei at ha'erev lomoli. So this Zicha is speaking about Trume, that it's tomei l'trume till Erev Shemesh. Amar Rab Zeira l'negiya. This is speaking about, it's not speaking about achilas trume, this is speaking about negiya b'trume. That a kli tomei touches trume, so become toyer after Erev Shemesh. Besanya, we learned in Abarais, v'tomei at ha'erev, yochel lakel, it's tomei for everything. After tvile, it's tomei for everything. Tamaloyma v'toyer, it's toyer after tvile.
v'toyer yochel lakel. It's toyer for everything after tefila. Amaloyma v'tomer. Okay, so it's toyer and tomer. Kan lemaisa, kan letrume. Lemaisa sheini. As soon as there's tefila, it's toyer already. In letrume, it's tomer ad ha'erev. Veipachano, so the muscles, maybe let's say fakir, that for Trume it's toir and for Maisusheni it's tomei. So the muscles, mestabre, ki heiche de chamire, achila de Trume, vi achila de Maisa, just like we were mevair and afaindardom at base, that it's chamire, achila de Trume, me achila de Maisa, ochinami chamire, negia de Trume, me negia de Maisa. Period. So Mamela, so Mustava, so the Torah is going on Maisa Shaini, and the Tommy is going on Truma. Zakrash, Bamayim Yuva the Tommy of the Erev, Akochoch Latruma Ayri, speaking about Truma, the boy Erev Shemesh, Lomali. Typically, mi v'bo Hashem ish v'toyer. I know very by Trume that that's to be. So the Gemara says, l'negiye. Here it's speaking about negiye. D'kro de la'el b'achila mishtoy. Kidrsi v'acha yoichol min ha'kadosh. That afterwards he can eat from kosh. We're talking about achila. V'haikro b'keila mishtoy. The negiye ba'omei. This is only negiye. Bashmiinon, Kli, who adilla odam tvuyayim, la yiga betrum. So here it's telling us this is negiye ba'alme. Negiye ba'alme, you also need Erev Shemesh. Till, v'tomei b'mayim, you will v'tomei avlacha b'yismayim, kore tomei. Yochel akel habitami, tamaloyme betoyer, midloksi vi yito, mashma the mikor koi, koi the man of Shemesh, it's toyer. I'd like to say a little ha'ore. We have a posik to tell us that by negiye, you also need Erev Shemesh. It's only negiye ba'alme. Now, l'chayre, it's a little difficult to understand. That means that we understand, like, for Trume, you need Tvile and Erev Shemesh. For Achilas Trume, you need Tvile and Erev Shemesh. Tvile alone is not maspik. So, the Negiya, I would think, Tvile is also maspik. It's only Negiya. I mean, if the Trum is susceptible to Tum, and you need the Tvil and Erev Shemesh, so what's the chilek between Achilas Trum and Negiya Betrum? Perhaps we can understand it a little bit. The Egle Tau in the Hagdobe brings down from his father. His father explained, what's the din of Erev Shemesh? How do we understand Erev Shemesh? He says, Amoyre deke deher an Erev Shemesh. He said, this is the lotion of the Egle Tal. Inyan Erev Shemesh, yitzricha teire, da'af ache shetoval, he was tovel already, what's this Erev Shemesh? Mikol mokit. Ma'acher shehoya tomei ba'ois hayoyim, he was tomei that day, Nishar boy roishem tume kol hayoyim. So since in that day he was tume, so there's a reshima of tume on him kol hayoyim. Ubeherev shemesh boy yoimachar shloi hoya boy tume nistalik gam harishime. That's what the father of the Egle Tal said. And he says a beautiful vote, which is kedai to say over. He said that the first mishnah in Brachos, "Meimis aikeren eshma ba'arbis, mishor shekahanim nechnosim lechol betrumosim."
that one b'chiyev kriyishma by Ma'ariv is when the Kahanim itrum after Erev Shemesh. It's very modern that the Mishnah wanted to tell us that the chiyev of Zman Krishma is Balaila. So you have to tell us when the Kahanim itrume after the Kananid after Erev Shemesh. But and Mil Sagabuchi Kamashmo, but it's folk modern. So he says, just like by Tume, there's such a halach, if a person was Tome that day, so even they that, even though the Tare process was Chal, he toibled himself. So the Emerson, he says, I'm more the Kevot over here. So the Tvila is Matayr. If the Tvila, you're Toyr. Why is he still Tome? Because the Roishim of Tume remains, because he was Tome that day. That means the Etzim Tume, the Tvila takes care of. No, there was a Roisha, but since he was Tomei that day, so the whole day, he is a Din Tomei, because he was Tomei that day. So he says, if a person is Mikabul Eul Malcha Shemayim in the morning, so the Roishim of that Kabbalah's Eul Malcha Shemayim remains the whole day, it is not necessary to say Krishma by Minche. But when it's Erev Shemesh already, and now it's a new day, so all the Rishimis of the previous day go away. So that's why by Ma'ariv you have to learn Krishma. So the Tana was Medame. The Tana was Medame that the Chiv of Kabbalah's El Malch Shemayim by a new day to the Din of Tumah. That the Kozman, it's the same day he was Makabal El Malcha Shemayim, the Roshim remains. So just like in that day it was Tomei, so the Roshim of Tomei remains the whole day. That's what the Egli Tal's father said. So Al Koponim, Bachsamet Amiradikichidish. That means he's telling us that we understand it differently. We understand it that is in the Tare of Gabi Truma, you need two factors. You have to go to Mikveh, and you need Erev Shemesh. We learn Erev Shemesh is also a Matayah. You need, for Truma, you need two factors in order one should be Toyah for Truma. So then it's difficult to understand. So there's a difference by Achilas Truma, by Negiah Betruma. This is only Negiah. What's the Chilik? But if you need, If you would need to, that means there wouldn't be a havamina. Let's say a mace needs a zor and tvila. So I don't know if there'd be a havamina if there's a chilek between a chile if a tummy mace. I don't know if there'd be a havamina if a tummy mace it's legabi a chilas dvorim legabi negia. I mean, you need a zor and tvila. A chilek calls man the zor and tvila that the tumor doesn't go away. But L'chaire, the way the father of the Gletal explains, Pshat is, the Tumah goes away with the Tvila. Tvila is a Matayah, period. Tvila is a Matayah. But that what he's also for Tumah is because since that day he was Tomei, so there's a Roshim of Tumah that's still on him. Not because the Tumah is still on him. The Tumah went off completely. But there's a din Rishima of Tumah because he was Tumah that day. So it could be when the Yerechim with Rishima, only when you eat Tumah. That the Torah was machma on that. Because the Etzim Tumah went away already. But by touching Tumah, it could be a Roshim of Tumah is nothing. So the Gemara brings a posik. But a Roshim of Tumah is something a fellow Gabi Negi also. Look at the Gemara Baita. So, the first Lashon said that how do we know that by Trume, Negiye de Trume, you need Erev Shemesh? And, a Tvul Yoim is also the Negiye de Trume. We learned that from the Keli, the Mayim Yuva, the Tomi Adar.
Ki bo yisayim and he give the truma mehocha nafke. It says by a yoldis b'chol kodesh lo yisiga azor lo eichel. This pasuk is telling us that a yoldis is not permitted to eat truma. B'chol kodesh lo yisiga, she's not permitted to eat truma, she's a tful yoy. What's, maybe it means that she's not permitted to touch Trumim. That means the Issa of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is equivalent to the Issa of B'Amigdash Leisovai. The Issa of B'Amigdash Leisovai is an Issa Yechayiv Koras on it. It's not Chamazay Allah. So the Issa of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is also an Issa that Yechayiv Misa. There's Natilus Neshama that Issa. So HaKocher is speaking about eating Trumeh, Betumeh. Because a person eats trume betume, is chai misa b'day shemai. It's not speaking about if you touch trume, there's no misa b'day shemai. So memele, so from the hekish, we understand that the b'chol kodesh loisiga, the lab is speaking about achilas trume. Ma'amigdash dovish esh ben tilsu shama, af kodesh dovish esh ben tilsu shama. Ubenigiyeh ne tils ne shama leke. So now we only have a problem. It's meiridik this Gemara. The Gemara says, when you learn Chumash with children, when you say, b'chol kodesh leisiga, you have to touch, you're not allowed to eat Chumash. How do I know that's the taich? Because there's a hekesh. So that's the taich. The taich is not allowed to eat Chumash. So now you only have one problem. So why did the Torah write leisiga? I know it means leisiga. So why did the Torah write Leisiga? V'hai da'afti b'loshen igiyah, ochi kama nigiyah kechil. And he is also also. But that's not pshat and posik. The posik means you're not allowed to eat trume betume saguf. That's pshat and posik. There's a drash. There's a drash the geese is also also. So we see that a tful yayim is not permitted to touch trume. Let us see Rashi. B'boi yisayim in the gear the truma l'tvul yoyim mehoche nafke, that is not allowed, a tvul yoyim is not permitted to touch truma. The sanye b'chol kodesh lo yisiga azore lo oichel, shlo yitoichel b'truma, she's not permitted to eat truma kol man she tvul os yoyim oroch. Netilos neshome abo l'migdish tomei b'kores, shenema v'nichoso kizmigdish Hashem timei. Af kodesh davar sheyesh bei netilas neshama dein achila betume shegabi kodesh pekores veichol trume betume bemise v'chsiv emeisu bei kichalalu. And it says a loshen leisiga negia kachila osa lechel osa legal. The person who's not permitted to eat is also not permitted to touch trume. Now let us see Taisvis. Boksiv b'chol kodesh leisiga l'rabbi says atrume. So this is in the beginning of the sugya that we had learned yesterday that the Gemara is saying, how could you say that the posik is only speaking about halachas that can also apply to agiyores nashivcha meshucheres? The Pasuk is zicha speaking about achilas trume. Baksi b'chol kodesh loisiga l'rabbi says atrume. So Tosfos says, af al gav d'binois maga trume nino. What's the problem? The an isa negiye betrume is applicable by shifcha meshucheres nagiyeres. This is not speaking about, the lav is not speaking about, negiyas trume. It's speaking about eating trume. Kedama besomach. Loisiga azore loichu. The time, the lama likro,
Azor de Truma Navkolon mi ish ish miserare. So now Taisvis asks, so now let's start understanding things. It comes out this is a new posik that is asering a tvu yoim to eat trume. So Taisvis says, I have another posik that asers. Bekadoshim loy soichal. Mi ish ish miserare. So why didn't he two psukim? Mir matzina la maima de itzach la michtav nami gabi yodes mishum dohutra miklolo ke di omar besamach. There could be you need a posik by yodes to tell us that even though it's utra miklolo, so tumis yodes is a tumis yodes is utra miklolo. So I would think that it's a gringere tumme. So I would think that even a tvu yoim of yodes is permitted to eat trume. So it tells us that no. Kedama besamach. Avol kashe. But Taisi says I have another kashe. He says, Agimore brings down this pasuk b'chol kodesh loisiga. Le Rabbi says a trume means that a tvul yoim is not permitted to eat trume. So Tosfos says, Avokoshe dachtroshe loy osye loy keresh lokish veloy kerab yechna. It's very modern and no one learns pshat in the posik that it's going on a chilas trume. The bepeire kol apsulim dorish loy shlokish loy siga. Azore letome sheochal esakodesh. Speaking about kodshim. Medaavke beloshen negiye, mapik azore le negeya bekodesh. Miribuye de bechol, azore lo oichel kodesh, lefne izrike. Ola azore lo oichel trume lo imuki lo klal, ola mapik lo me ishish. That means Rabbi that Reish Lakish says that the Azore for Trume, that we know now from Ishish, Mizorari. That's the Azore for Trume. This is speaking about purely by Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Muki Laisiga Azore Lunegeya Betrume. Avalo Oichaloi. But again, it's not going on Oichal Trume. In Agemore, Avalo Oichaloi Muki. And now Gemara, it's not like a Bechon, not a Shlokish, so we have a Gemara, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, is Azorah to Itrume. The Tiritz, Rav Afrayim, the Hoche, the Muki lo Azorah lo Eichol Trume. Our Gemara, that says, it's speaking about an Azorah lo Eichol Trume, Heino, Leman, the Muki Kro, the ish ish mizera arin bezov bal sholosh riz. He says, our Gemara is going according to the mandioma. Gemara we just put out later this mandioma that holds ish ish mizera arin is speaking about azov bal sholosh riz. Va'ada she yitor ademaisi kapore ulekaidish kidiyoma besomach. Bin kein azore loichel trume loinavke lo meyoche. So the azore, that you're not allowed to eat, a tvu yoim is not permitted to eat trume. Here's the azore. The posuk ish ish is speaking about kodesh. Vahavagav dohochi porich leman de muki al kro bezov bar shteiriyus. So Tosfos says, I bezei, it's very modern. This Gemara is going, we're asking Akashe, and the man the Yoma that says that the posuk is speaking about a zov bar shteiriyus. Become a kippur shapa, the ike man de muki lo betrum, afagav de gyeres vishiv chalav and ismechel trumaninu. Period. So the Gemara is asking, that's right, but we see that there is a man the Yomar that sets his eye in this posik by, you don't set eye in this posik by Truma. There is a man the Yomar that sets his eye in by Truma. The one that says that speaking about of a Zov Bar Shalosh Riyos. So how do you understand, how can the posik be speaking about a lab to eat Truma, L'chayre, Agiyeres, Nashivche, Mashicheres is a lab? That's from the Gemara.
So now Tosfos asks as follows. So Tosfos said now as follows, that the Mandiyoma that says that this Pasuk is speaking about Tumah, so this is the only lav by Tumah, that a Tfuyem is not permitted to eat Tumah. Tfuyem is not permitted to eat Tumah. The Pasuk Ishish Mizera Arim Bakadoshim Lo Yoichol, speaking about Kodesh. So you have one Pasuk by Tumah. So Taisvi says, V'afo gav de bekotchim matzrif treikroi, chad bezov v'chad beyodis. The stupsukim by Kodesh, by Mechusik Yippurim, we have one posik, Mechusik Yippurim, the Zov, is also by Kodesh, one posik, Mechusik Yippurim, a Yodis, is also by Kodesh. Gabi Tumme Loitzor. Here comes out, we only have one posik by Kodesh, which is speaking by Yodis, and that's it. We don't say that maybe Dafke by Yodis, maybe Azov not. We don't say that. So why is it? When it comes to Kodesh, we say, if it would say Zov, I would say Dafke Zov. Because Tumosei Merube. If it would say Yodis, I would say Dafke Yodis, because Tumosei Merube. But Azov not. And here, when it comes to Trume, I learn not everything from Yodis. That's the Swiss cash. So the first tarot of Taisvis is, that's right, there's a mocking to be mechalic, to differentiate between Azov and Ayodis. But since we have two psukim by Kodesh, and we see that they're the same, so by Tvuyam, it's also the same. First teretz is an understandable teretz. Ba'oid yesh loyma. Now another teretz. The trume de loytoli bekapore loyboi treikrov lezov v'yodis. Aladavka lakoydish shetzoich lahamtin akapore. So what does Taisvi say? So Taisvi says as follows. L'chayre, this is the Ivran Taisvi. Taisvi says like this. We have two psukim that a mechusak Yippurim is not permitted to eat Kodesh. One posik, v'chipa ala koin v'tahera b'yodis, and one posik, b'yazov bar sholosh riyas. And the Gemara said, if it would say v'chipa olo akoyim v'tahero then later she eats Kodesh, I would say davke ayodis needs hakrovas akom because the masa merube. But azov not to masa merube, I would think he could eat Kodesh without habos akom. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisva says, this svare is only a svare in Kodesh, that you need a korb. So then, tumasa merube is a factor. But by trume, that you don't need a korb in. So then, tumasa merube is not a factor. Frek, the Oruch Laner doesn't understand Taisus. What's Spanish mitzvah al Sinai? There's a factor of Tumasa Merube. Perhaps Pshat and Taisvus is as follows. Taisvus has a vote here. Eladavke lekodesh tzorich lahamtin akapor. The Tumasa Merube is you have to wait for the kapor. It could be pshat is like this. It could be the inyan of a korban by mechusa kippurim. Kozman, they don't bring the korban, they have a din tamei. after the havos hakolben, they become toil. So we can understand this in two ways. One way to understand it, that the kolben is a matayer, so you have to bring a kolben, then you become toil. You have to bring a kolben also. Or could be, a kolben is not a matayer. Kolben is a machapa, it's not a matayer. So what's pshat v'chipol ha'koyim v'tahero? She becomes toil. Now pshat is, the chiyuv havos ha'kolben is ma'akev in the taira. That means that the tare, that means you have all components for tare. You have tvile, you have erev shemesh, but the tare is not chal till you bring the kolben. So pshat is the ikuv hakolben, kozman the kolben isn't brought, these components, can, the tare isn't chal. Not that the kolben is metayer. When the kolben is brought, then the tare can be chal. So if we say this, so then it could be we can understand Taisus. So Taisus means like this. That means if we're talking about Mechusa Kippurim, so we're saying like this, that a Yodis, the Torah said that the Tare cannot be Chal till you bring the Kolben after 80 days. Ashrek l'chachumre. Ah, that's what Taisus says. You have to wait 80 days till you can bring a Kolben. So we see the Iko of the kapore by a yodis is very chomel. That means the Torah was machmer, that you, the tare cannot be chal till there's an, till 80 days till you bring the kapore. Masha enka in the ikov of the kapore of Azov, 7 days, you can bring a korban already if things go good. So, the Tosis is saying this is only a svore in the ikov hatayra that the korban brings about. We see the korban of a yodis is a greater mi'akiv than the korban of a zov. The itar is from the korban. Not pshat is, not that the korban is metayr. No, pshat is you cannot be zeichet atara till you bring the korban. And I'll tell you when to bring the korban. So pshat is the itare is because the Torah said that the tare can only be chal when you bring the kolben. So we see more chumres by the kolben of a yodis than by the kolben of a zot. Maybe that is pshat in Taisus. Let us go further. The imi abasha yita lo yadano b'may. Now, the Gemara is the kasha, there are three psukim by Trumen. Ada Sheyito, Bo Hashemesh V'Toyer, and Lois Yimei Taro. So the Gemara says, Dimi Ada Sheyito Lo Yadam De Bama, I don't know, what's what he becomes to, Yito B'Tfilu L'Chude, Iberev Shemesh, I don't know. Because the Bachmona, Bo Hashemesh V'Toyer, Bosakim rochatz besori b'mayim. The previous pasuk says imrochatz besori b'mayim, and then the next pasuk says bo shemesh v'toyer leiruye. And this is after the pasuk ader sheyito leiruye ader sheyito delel betvil lebarev shemesh koma. So that's why you need the bo shemesh v'toyer after the rochatz besori to tell you that the tare comes with tvil and herev shemesh. Because of achmona ad molois, tainin nami herev shemesh, have a meaning the beloit tvil lekama. That maybe herev shemesh alone is sufficient, the bekula parsha, so like see if hasam tvil. Because of achmona ad shayito, you have to be metai yourself, the mash met tvil. The mfoshi kroi basre, because the psukim later say, bochas besor b'mai. Because of Rachmone Ubo Hashemesh, the Lord Kosher about Melois Habamin Hanemili, the Lava Kapor. I would say that Tavke Lava Kapor becomes toyer with Herib Shemesh. That's what it says, Ad Melois, that the Fila Abal Kapor also becomes toyer with Truma with Herib Shemesh. The lekel may manam the lichtev ubo hashemesh vaad meloi. So let it say ubo hashemesh, which means herev shemesh after tefillah.
The Ad Malois, and let it say Ad Malois to tell us that a Mechusa Kapore also becomes Toya with Erev Shemesh. Why do you need Dada Shayito? Dada Shayito is a Chlazore Bitfuyoim the Lav Bal Kapore. This tongue was a Lav, because Ada Shayito, it says now, he's not allowed to eat Kochim, Ada Shayito, so it's coming to tell us Chlazore. Because of Rachmone, Ada Shayito, Va'ad Melois, Bloikosav Ubo Hashemesh. Habamine Dada Shayito, Betvila Lochudei, Bemidei, Delaba Kapore. Veherev Shemesh, Bemidei, Debar Kapore. Kosavachmone, Ubo Hashemesh. Ubo Hashemesh is coming to tell us, that you need rochets besori b'mayim uvo hashemesh afilu bay alav bar kaporet. Unami uvo hashemesh v'toyer itzterech v'tor yoyme k'deisa bereish broches. It's coming to tell us that the tare is after the day completely passes by. Negiya de trume mehocha nafke. Now the Gemara says, "We boy yaseime negiya de trume." We learn out from b'chol kodesh loisiga. Time alarim. Kiven de mehocha nafke im kein tikshalon k'demikore b'mayim yuva v'tome ataore v'toyer lomali. So why do I need the posik by a keli? He says here it's telling us that a tvuyoyim is also, a tvuyoyim is also to be negeye betrume. So, and Azor is telling us, b'chokaydish loisigam. So why do I need the posik of b'mayim yuva v'tomia de'ere v'toyim? V'oy de'peik eilein aloikin mash medach b'raise de'bitminen ochele negiyis trume. The Bekodesh Mayri is not speaking Bechlal about Trume. The Maisi Minosiyata L'Resh Lokish Tumuki Aikro the Bechol Kodesh Loisige L'Achilu Bekodesh Negiya Bekodesh. B'nira L'Ri D'Hoch Inami Bekodesh Metotme. It could also be speaking about Kodesh. It's coming to tell us the loy neima the epech ano. Let us say fakert. Tchihechi de gabi kodesh ichmir pnegiye keba achile ochenami gabi trumem. That means the Gemara's every boy is same is not another mekir to tell us negiye de trumem. That the Gemara said, it says v'toyer v'tomei, b'mayim yuva v'tomei d'erev v'toyer. So the Gemara says it's toyer legabi mayim sesheni, it's tomei legabi trume. My choses. So the Gemara says that just like we're makel by achilas maysa. Over Achilas Trume, or they were make by Negius Mice over Negius Trume. Viboyisame, I'll tell you another raya that Negia and Achila Shtim. Because we see the Posig Bechol Kodesh Leisiga Azalav and Achilas Kodesh. And we learn from this posik that Negiyas Kodesh is also awesome. Tchiyechi de gabi Kodesh, ichme ben Negiyah kiba achile, ochanami gabi trume. So Yiboy Seime is not stamazoi misvore, kihechi, no, I bring you a makar that the Negiyah is the same aloha of achile. Zog the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, that a Petsuwa Dake Koyim eats Trume is the body eat Trume, the wife doesn't eat Trume. Vimlo Yedoa Mishani says, but what happens if he became a Petsuwa Dake after the Nisui? And she started eating truma. He's a kohen, and then she started eating truma after the nesum. She's a bas yisrael kohen. So the Mishnah says, "We lo yedoa mishnah." He says, "If he wasn't boil her, so then the halacha is that she's permitted to eat truma." So the Gemara asks, "Mantane mishtameres labia psula deiraisa ochla." Who is the tana that holds that even though she's mishtameres labia psula deiraisa, she's oimed lehi boil bia psula deiraisa, she's oimed lehi boil lehi psua dake, which is a bia psula deiraisa, afal pikein, she's permitted to eat truma. Im lo yedo'o, she's permitted to eat truma. Omar Abelozo, b'machloike shnuye. So Abelozo said, we had a machloike in the whole din of mishtameres lebia psula. Machloikes Rabbelezer v'Rab Shimon Rameya. We had Amone Shnis Arsa Lekoyin Godel. So Rabbelezer v'Rab Shimon says she's permitted to eat Trume. Rameya says she's not permitted to eat Trume because she's Mishtameres Labia Psula. So Memele, so Rabbelezer said our Mishnah is going according to Rabbelezer v'Rab Shimon, just like by an amonish in this arsele koin godel, she eats trume, is the same thing that, Abbas Yisrael, shenisais le koin, and then he became a psuadak, he also eats trume, she also eats trume. Rabbi Yochanan in Oma afil a tamer ameya. Could be it's going to fill according to Rameya, that Rameya who holds our monola koin godel does not eat truma as mishtameres labia psula. But here is different. Shani hocha shekva ochla. Here she had started eating truma already, Mishani says. So here Rameya also she can continue eating truma until he's boiled her. Aces mishtameres labia psula is only that she doesn't get a din to eat truma if she's mishtameres labia psula. But if she already got from her husband a koyach to eat truma and then he became a psula dake, so she's permitted to continue eating truma till it be boyo. Shani hocha shekva ochlo. She started eating already out nisuin. The nisuin was machel her already. Rabbi Loza shekva ochlo loy amrina. Rabbi Loza holds you don't say shekva ochlo. That psnosva of shekva ochlo. If Rameya holds mishtameres labia psula is a poiso, kva ochlo loy amrina. Di loy taima hoche. Bas Yisroel sheniseis lekoin umeis bailo teichel shekvarochlo. But they also eat trume shekvarochlo. So you see, there's no such that shekvarochlo is not a machel as soon as it comes a matziv that she shouldn't eat. Now she mishtameres lebi psula. So what's geit miron that before was kvarochlo, but now it was nischadish and new sibe that she shouldn't eat. So a male, so according to a male won't help. Rabbi Yochanan, osam poke kinyone, ocheloi poke kinyone. Es baya basi so, shenisis lekoyin umeis. Not pshat is that was chal a new sibe that she shouldn't eat. It became bottle the old sibe. That's poke kinyone. She's no more ishes koyin anymore. So Mamela, so that's why she can't continue eating. Masha Einkain over here, that here she's Nises Lekoyin, so the Kinyan is still here. Now it became this Chadish, a Sibe to stop her from eating. But I have a Sibe to be Machu, the Kinyan is still here, and I have a Sibe to stop her from eating, because now she's mishtameres labia psula, and that we say the machia is she's kva ochlo since she already started eating, she's permitted to continue eating. Let us see Rashi. Man tane mishtemeres lebi yipsula ochlo, diktan vi moido, mishanasa psi yuduka, bepsu edaka rei elu yoichlo, afo gav da mitzapa mishtemeres lebi yose. Ach loi kishnu yi bepeik habo yivimtoi, amon ala koin godu, drushe bechunso koin hedjit, min eresen lo yoichlo, betrume, rabi lozma, bishime marshi,